ABC Radio Australia.
This November 20th, Tonga will hold its national elections, where tens of thousands of people are expected to head to the ballot box to choose their local representative. According to election rules, Tongans based overseas, including citizens, can't vote unless they are in the country. It's a controversial issue as thousands of Tongan seasonal workers in Australia and New Zealand have no say in the political future of their country. There's also debate over whether Tonga's large diaspora should have a say as well. Whenau Whanua investigated the issue and filed this report.
Social media is a key strategy in any election. In this Facebook video, a candidate donates food to school children, to which they respond by screaming out his name. In another video, a candidate gets motivational and promotes himself with inspirational music. Tonga's Coconut Wireless is full of election videos, where the public engage in political debates on the comment sections. There's a lot of passion among those who intend to vote, and also among those who wish they could vote.
We should get a chance to vote from overseas.
Lioa Tupo is among thousands of Tongan seasonal workers in Australia who have no say in Tonga's political future. They're not allowed to vote because Tonga's election rules require them to be in the country.
They should have a way how to do it. I mean, like, we have to fill up a form and send it to the High Commission here in Canberra or whatever. I don't know. Because you know how we came in a visa. We should be home, like, but we will not make it until the election would already happen before we get home.
You're listening to PM in Tonga with John Poole.
PM in Tonga is a New Zealand-based Tongan language radio talkback show. It targets the over 80,000 strong Tongan diaspora in New Zealand. They discuss sport, community and politics. Tonga's economy is hopelessly dependent on the income of the diaspora, foreign remittances being the main source of income for most households in Tonga.
Yeah, I think diasporas should be able to vote.
New Zealand-born and raised Eti Tapuwelawelu is among thousands of second-generation Tongan New Zealanders who support the economy of Tonga with remittances. He regularly travels to Tonga. In fact, most foreign tourists and investors to Tonga are members of the Tongan diaspora.
You know, we're still connected to Tonga. So many of us still read about the Tongan news and what's happening over in Tonga. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be good to have a say, but then I can see the point why people would say you shouldn't, because you don't live there. It doesn't impact you as much as the people that live there.
Eti's unconditional love for his motherland is epitomized by this celebration in the Auckland suburb of Otohuhu, where thousands of Tongan New Zealanders have gathered following a win by the Tongan National Rugby League team. In fact, most of the players were born or raised in New Zealand.
Their vote might not reflect the local realities.
However, local Tongans like Davita Kava are skeptical about overseas voting. Kava says overseas voters are far removed from the challenges that locals face on the ground.
That's the bit that I'm concerned about, because they're not actually living in the country. People are looking from overseas and they're judging of what's happening in Tonga, of what they see from social media. And there's a concern that the large number of Tongans overseas could outweigh the votes of those living in Tonga, shifting like the power dynamic.
To my beloved parents, thank you for leaving the tropical islands to pursue education as a pathway for me and my siblings to survive.
New Zealand-born and raised Edmund Fehoko exemplifies what many Tongan migrants dream of, their children reaping the benefits of New Zealand's education system. He works as a senior lecturer in nutrition at the University of Otago. Despite the pride he holds in his Tongan identity, Dr. Fehoko believes overseas voting needs to be limited.
I personally don't believe that Tongans who are born in diaspora, like myself, should have the right to vote in Tonga.
With Tonga's diaspora outnumbering the population of Tonga, Dr. Fehoko says allowing Tongan non-citizens to vote from overseas would be problematic.
If Tonga is to all of a sudden open up voting opportunities for Tongans overseas, there's going to be a heavy influence of not just Western education and understanding of doing things, but also not understanding what's actually happening in the ground. Like, I acknowledge that our remittances is massive, and that's just the heart of being Tongan, loto I tonga, to support our Tongans back home. But to have voting rights, that's one thing I don't agree with.